Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Presentation.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penny, with Denise Dirks, Todd Kunin, and our producer, Cal Hunter. It is the 17th of June, 2023. We are live every Saturday, with a very few exceptions, every Saturday, 9 to noon Pacific time on your local radio station. If it's not on your local station, call them up and tell them to put us on, because some of you listen live on our website at RadioLawTalk.com. Remember, this is the most exciting, entertaining, and only sometimes informative show on earth, so don't put your hopes up too high, but this whole show is, I think it's got a high expectations, this show, Cal. I think it's going to be good.
We are the largest independent radio law show in the United States of America, following only one guy.
Second most. We're doing pretty dang good.
We're right there.
So here's the deal. Thanks, Garrett Penny, my son, for filling in last week with Todd. I heard you guys just killed it.
Garrett was awesome. He's been on a couple of times and always just delivers. Great.
I love that. You know, like father like. So actually, he's actually smarter than I am, but I will never let him know that. So.
Yeah, funny Todd said that. No.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. Exactly.
Under the bus, Todd.
Yeah. Well, you know, it worked out good. I'm glad he was able to help us. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO, 855-DENISE.
529-7234.
Remember, we're not giving legal advice, seek counsel. We're talking about general topics of law. I love those disclaimers. Go to our website if you want to read the disclaimers. Do not read the disclaimers while you're driving or in the passenger seat while you're driving. But if you want to go to sleep late at night, you don't need to count sheep. You can do disclaimers. That's the best way to do it. But you know what? Speaking of disclaimers, a disclaimer on our first topic and thing after our case or no case, our first case we're going to talk about is, picture this, a banana on the wall lawsuit. Let me repeat it. A banana on the wall lawsuit. The guy talks a lot about his banana and stuff like that. We're gonna get into that. That's kind of interesting. Then we're gonna talk to you about rap music. Can you have rap music in your workplace or not? And or what are the consequences of such?
You mean explicit lyric type rap music?
I'm not going to tell you. I'm just saying. I'm just talking general. I'm just having people think about it. Jack Daniels parody. We talked about this Jack Daniels case a long time ago about a dog chew toy that was kind of talked about poopy a little bit. Looked like a Jack Daniels bottle. We're going to talk about that one. We're going to talk about Maine lobster fishermen. This is kind of an important one for people back in the East Coast. Actually, people that like lobster, too. Kevin Costner, Denise, our resident family law attorney. We're going to get deep into Kevin Costner's divorce. And, boy, but the house is pretty amazing.
What a mess that has become.
I know. We're going to talk a little bit about it. And without that, I don't know what – we don't have as much to talk about. But
here's a hint, Phil Collins. Okay, go ahead.
All right, there we go. Lottery winner lawyer. We're going to talk about that. That was an interesting one we're going to discuss. Native American Indians lawsuit. We're going to talk about that. Cosby, they will not let him die. Another lawsuits, more lawsuits coming up against Bill Cosby. We're going to talk about that and much, much more. Because you know what? Radio Law Talk, we just can't get to all the interesting legal issues and how we're going to, you know, put little twists on them as lawyers. Todd Kunin, former prosecutor for the DA's office in Tennessee and California and former public defender, and Denise is a family law attorney in California, and I do personal injury in California. That's how we all started. Then we started Radio Law Talk over 6 years ago, and it's been going that long. And now it has been quite the, you know, this the I got to say, a feather in our caps. I mean, I'm going to Washington, D.C., and I've got to speak at a big event with lawyers, a lot of lawyers, and the first thing they're going to see in my presentation is a boom. It shows the I got this little presentation that just blows up, and there's Radio Law Talk nice. Logo. So that starts out the whole thing.
That explains last Saturday.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Ooh, without me, I don't know how you guys will survive.
I'm sorry. It was too easy.
Anyway, what we're going to do is, why don't you set us up, Cal?
Yeah.
Just set us up for case or no case.
All right.
Just so you know, Todd's already won case or no case. Those of you who are new, we do 50 points. The first one to 50 points wins a dinner from the other two wonderful hosts. And I think we owe Todd three dinners now. Three dinners.
Yeah. It's getting to the point where I may not even need to buy food for a week.
I'd probably just write him a dang check.
And I've been charged with setting up the time for us to get together for dinner, which is almost an impossible task.
Well, now it's coming to a thing with three dinners. We should probably just do like one of those, you know, $150 a plate dinners.
No, let's just go to a buffet.
Yeah, he'll say, okay, buffet
we'll
in Vegas.
All day.
Get a deep dish at the Chicago Firehouse Pizza, and that is three meals right there.
That's exactly right. That's shout out to a firehouse.
Well,
right.
I'm just saying, you know, those Chicago deep dish pizzas.
Even though it's the morning, I'm hungry. Today, you know what I'm going to do today? I've got a special birthday. I'm not going to get into the birthday and who it is because I try to keep, you know, personal stuff a little more personal. But and what this little person asked for was to drive the tractors. See, I have tractors and I live on some acreage, and so I've got to get out my little excavator. I've got to get out my skid steer, and I've got to get out my Kubota tractor and clean them. And these cute little kids want to drive around the tractors.
Perfect. Say you want to drive it, just wash it up with Grandpa, and then you can drive
it. That's exactly right. So that's going to be kind of fun today. That's what I look
forward to. I actually had the chance to talk to your wife about you and your tractor. She said it's a love affair.
You know what?
She did. She said she spent all day on the tractor.
Absolutely right. So let me just tell you, this is absolutely true. Where my friends, as I've done okay in life financially, my friends buy Ferraris and Lamborghinis and McLarens and stuff like that. People I know, acquaintances, and they're like, Fred, what'd you buy? I said, a new John Deere.
John Deere, baby.
And a new Kubota and a new Cat excavator. And
so Fred's wife said, the tractors or me. And Fred said, honey, I'm going to miss you.
That's exactly. I love tractors. I'm weird about that. When I was a little kid, again, you're going to learn more about me than you want to. When I was a little kid, my dad always said, you know what, I said, I want to be a farmer or a rancher, because we kind of grew up as country boys. And I was so excited to be a farmer or rancher. He said, son, go be a lawyer and you'll be able to afford all the ranches and any farms you want. Sure enough, Dad was right. God, he's right again. And so I do love the ranching and the farming.
That's
really
a great tribute.
And I love farmers.
I think farmers
are the backbone of this country. And we stay politically neutral, but I will never stay politically neutral when it comes to the farmers of America. Because people, if you don't eat, and not only that, we're feeding the world. You know, there's issues. You know, that's you lose them, you better back them up, no matter what they're doing. That's what I always say.
So farmers and AM radio, those are
that's the true thing. Todd, you had a.
Well, I was just going to say, I can see the awkward evening. It's just a lot of silence. Fred is sitting there on one side of the couch, and his wife, who hasn't said a word in over an hour, and finally she gets the courage to say, "Honey, what are you thinking?" And he says, I'm thinking about getting a new tractor.
Exactly right.
And that's it.
No, it's worse than that. I know we got to go when we're going to go, but my wife, total Homer gift, she got a new Kubota tractor one Christmas.
Nice.
And she's like, I didn't want one. I said, well, I thought you wanted one for her garden. She has a big garden. She goes, no, I didn't. I said, we still have that, and I drive that tractor all the time.
Did it come with a bow on it?
Oh, it comes with all kinds of attachments. We'll be back after this. Thanks for joining us.
Radio Law Talk will continue in just a little bit right here on this great local radio station and streaming live at RadioLawTalk.com. We'll be right back.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
This is Frederick Penny, host of Radio Law Talk. I'm excited to announce myself and Mark Victor Hansen, the author of the famous Chicken Soup for the Soul, collaborate to bring this three-book series, Goose. Book one is about William Collins. Goose is the perfect gift for yourself, family, friend, or someone you care about. Great stories, lifelong lessons that you can apply to your life to help you to become successful.
Goose by Frederick W. Penny, available on Amazon Books now. If you're one of those independent people who want your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business that your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now, so if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to icebergdrivein.com and click on the Contact Us button. Iceberg Drive-In, ready to grow with you.
Get my car washed, make it quick, quack, pretty, shiny, sexy, just because I want to. Don't drive dirty, gonna get my car sudsed in the quick quack car wash. It's the quick quack, quickest and the cleanest by far. We're talking pretty skinny minutes, sitting right in your car wash, 100 feet of cloth, washing your car at the quick quack car wash. Any Honda, Mazda, Porter, Chevy, Sauber, Cadillac, quick whack, will spruce her up just like that. You'll be happy, looking snappy, you'll be glad you was asked a quick whack. Car wash, it on the web and go to don'tdrivedirty.com and see where you got your closest quick whack in the local area. Get in your car, get in your truck. Get on the road and come visit the duck.
Quick Quack Car Wash, where your car will always leave happy, guaranteed. They take pride in being clean and green by conserving and recycling the water they use only at the
Quick Quack Car Wash. Quick Quack.
Have you outgrown your health insurance?
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show.
Radio Law Talk. Now back to the show.
All right, Cal. We are going to start with 0 points now with three owed dinners to one. And we used to pay it off all the time, but now it's pretty much just paying Todd. People are here for Radio Law Talk's case or no case.
Could do double or nothing if you want.
No, I don't. He'll win quicker.
Okay, never
case.
Mind.
Or right. No case.
He just got you down, Cal. It's not that he's smarter than us. He's got your brain figured out.
He thinks he does. For example, let's talk about Lauren Harmon, shall we?
All right.
A good daughter, but as a sister, well, you decide on case or no case. Lauren's mom, Brenda, lived on disability after Brenda's husband died. Lauren paid all of her mother's bills. She was the trustee and trustor, whatever you call that. Brenda wrote the mortgage check every month. Yeah, right. She wrote the mortgage check every month to her daughter, Lauren. Lauren took the check, paid the mortgage herself, and put mom's mortgage payment back in mom's bank account. Mom wondered, how come I have so much money at the end of the month? And Lauren said, well, you know, maybe the disability payment went up. Of course, it had not. Then the end came to Lauren's mother's life. And Lauren was not sure exactly what to do because there was no will, but she knew she had made the payments to the house, and therefore she said, good, the house is mine. Her two sisters said, ah, not so fast. We need the funds, and we are joint heirs with you. There's no will, especially. It's going to be ours. Lauren said, too bad, so sad. I've been making the payments, and therefore the house is mine. So one of the sisters, Bobette, immediately got a lawyer to see if they had a case or no case against their generous sister. Todd, did they?
Oh, good heavens. did you catch me drifting off
I
there?
Did, I did. Know? I could see you going, okay, Calvin, shorten it up.
Because you know what? He's thinking you're going to go straight to Denise.
I just had a flashback to high school where I'm totally zoned out. And then the teacher goes, hey, Mr. Kunin, you want to come work this problem out on the board?
No.
You know what? The answer is 12. all right, so, you know, I'll just make this quick. I think that this is a case, and unfortunately, I think Lauren loses. I mean, it might have been benevolent on her behalf to go ahead and make those payments, but show me something where there was an agreement in exchange for the payments that the house would then become hers. She made the payments. The house was not hers. If anything, it could probably get mom in more hot water for receiving the benefit of income for that was never taxed. They could go back and look, you made $100,000 in payments over the last 10 years, and it was a gift, and then the IRS is going to go, well, you know, you know, unless whatever. But so case, and unfortunately, Lauren loses.
All right, Denise, what do you think about this? The case of the benevolent daughter who turned into a snarky sister.
Because of the title, no case.
The title, case or no case?
I mean, the one you just said.
The snarky sister?
Correct.
Yeah. All right, Fred, what do you think about that?
This situation occurs often. So this is clearly a scenario that occurs a lot. And I truly believe something's happening in Cal's family or his not immediate family, but a distant relative that this is occurring. Or a friend of a friend of a friend whose uncle's aunt's sister has this issue. And so therefore, I think this is a scenario, but it is 100% made up, Cal.
I think Cal read it in the Red Bluff newspaper.
In the Daily News, maybe? Yeah. Yes. Or the Chico paper? Or the Writing paper.
He read it in Snarky Sister Weekly. You know.
Was it the word snarky, Denise, that pushed you over the edge?
No, it was something different. I just didn't want to give it up right in the beginning before Fred had answered. But Fred said it, so we're
okay. Well, fair enough.
On the same page.
So here is the whole story behind this.
Mm-hmm.
The story behind this is Cal made it up. It is not.
Yes! I was ignoring you. What is it you said?
Well, after going on and on about how awesome Fred Penny is,
yeah,
it was
that.
Too bad you were ignoring me.
Yes.
Then I said it was a case.
Ooh,
and
good one.
And the benevolent, soon-to-be snarky sister lost.
Next hour, the story of a man who took his 240Z into a car wash with bad results.
Let me tell you, next people time. Probably don't know what 240Zs are. So that is a car
from
the 80s and early, late 70s, early 80s. That was, and I think probably mid 70s, that was like the cool car to have. And it was Datsun / Nissan's first attempt at doing like a little sports car.
Yeah,
right. And
they were cute.
They were cool.
Shaped like a telephone pole.
You know, I wanted one until she said they was cute. Doggone it.
Well, that's because my experience with the 280Z was my girlfriend's
oh, this is a
car.
Good,
that's why I said it was cute. It was her grandma's.
But you know
and
what?
She inherited it.
Wow.
240Zs is how they started.
Yeah.
Then they went to a 280Z.
Yeah, right.
Then a 300ZX, is yeah. it, or something
I
like that?
I don't remember.
Ooh, I'm talking all about cars because I'm pretty car
Inline 6 and a 3-speed built, looked like a telephone pole
right.
and handled like one. It was not a real agile
no.
car, but man, in a straight line. Ooh.
No, yeah, because it was kind of it was narrow and long. It was like yeah. Speed Racer's car.
Exactly.
The Mach 1.
Now that
was like the Mach 1.
Go Speed Racer.
Tom, let's go. Let's build a Mach 1 race car lookalike. You know, people have built Batmobiles before.
Yes.
We need to build a Mach 1.
Now you're talking.
That's what we can do with fiberglass. We got to figure that out.
Todd would have no way that he would know how to build a car.
That's true.
Oh, I could build a car.
Yeah.
All Todd, the basics, four wheels, the horn.
All Todd knows is fiberglass itches, so he's out.
Yes.
That's pretty much what he knows.
Look, here's I don't get art. You know, I like art, but I'm one of those guys that gets art that's like it's detailed, like a Kincaid, how it's really detailed, the painter of light, and it's really everything's nice. I'm not one of those guys. Look at this beautiful. Who's the guy that does the modern art? I'm trying to think of a famous guy.
Banksy or something like that.
Whatever. And it's like, look at the
Warhol.
Yeah, Andy Warhol. Look at the black stripe and the red stripe and the pink one, how they intersect. You know, it took him probably 5 minutes. He just went boop, boop, boop.
And Fred said, I will if you'll wake me when this is over.
I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't get that stuff. But we're going to talk about this off the wall artwork with a banana on the wall with tape on it.
Mm.
That's art.
You mean an actual banana?
No, a plastic banana.
Oh,
but
okay.
still
a banana.
And then someone supposedly copied it. And I'm going to tell you what they sold it for. We're selling the banana taped to the blue piece of wood case. We'll be back.
Wow. We'll be right back with more Radio Law Talk, the story of the Watson banana, right after this.
And other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease. These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
I've got to get my car washed. The dirt is gonna do.
The best thing about Quick Cut Car Wash is whenever you go through, the smell in your car is always great, and they have super fun lights and colors.
But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do.
Your car smells good and is clean at Quick Quack Car Wash.
And I know this place right down the road.
Quick Quack Car Wash.
Quick Quack Car Wash.
Get the Quick Quack confidence.
Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch these cannons shine.
Get the Quick Quack habit. Take your car once a week.
Just come and see. I guarantee your ride will steal the show.
I like Quick Quack because of the mascot, Quackles.
So we sell unlimited membership for per vehicle. You can add a family plan and add an additional vehicle at a discounted rate.
Don't drive that dirty car. Quick, quack, car, wall. They're happy with your shopper. Come on.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Plus, call right now and get a free report on how to avoid costly Medicare mistakes. Call now.
800-220-7612. 800-220-7612. 800-220-7612. That's 800-220-7612.
USA News Update. The President and First Lady are set to touch down in Gainesville, Florida within the next hour in the aftermath of Hurricane Idalia. The Bidens are scheduled to tour the devastation by air and on the ground. They'll also take part in a briefing on response and recovery efforts and meet with federal personnel, local officials, and first responders. Idalia hit the Big Bend region as a Category 3 storm this past Wednesday. 385 people are still missing from the Maui wildfire. Officials said half of the names from last week were removed because those people were found, but nearly as many more were added. The death toll remains at 115.
Wasting away again in Margaritaville.
Jimmy Buffett, the man who brought us Margaritaville, has died at the age of 76. No word on his cause of death. Jeremy Scott, USA News.
Some people claim that...
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is no fun. Oh, that's down.
This is a great time to call the show. 855-LAW-RADIO. That's 855-LAW-RADIO.
So there's an individual that took a plastic orange and a banana, and they duct taped the banana to a green panel and hung it up, showed it on Facebook, and called it art. This individual is an... I'm trying to find the guy's name. I know the guy... So, okay, Joe Morford. So I'm going to give him a shout-out. So Joe Morford does this years ago, and I think he did it in... Oh, he did it in 2001, called Banana and Orange in California. Is it a shocker it was done in California? Okay, no. So he's got a banana orange duct tape. They're plastic ones. And then an Italian artist by the name of Catalan displayed a banana duct tape to a wall at an art Basel, Miami show in 2019. All right? That happens. This is the thing that's the shocker. So Catalan, the second guy, who just put the banana up. He didn't put his banana and his oranges up. He just put his banana up. But, hey, you know, she doesn't have a... Hey, did you say something? What did you say?
Oh, I'm sorry, I missed that. Wow.
Something about a banana hammock, all I know, I heard her say. Todd?
It's art.
So, anyway, guess how much... Cal, you don't know this. I know that Denise and Todd know. And if you do know, don't say it. Guess how much Catalan was going to charge for his display of the banana, plastic banana, duct tape onto a board hanging as an art piece.
Was this in a gallery?
Yeah, it was at the Art Basel Miami show.
$5,000.
5,000. Wow.
I'm just guessing. He can ask.
$120,000.
What? Dollars?
Dollars. So take a banana, tape it. I think it was blue duct tape, so that's what makes it worth
it. Oh, that helps. Yeah.
Or maybe red duct tape.
Cal just failed the exam for art appraisal.
Boy, did I ever.
Yes. And he's charging $120,000. Now, you got homeless out there. We're trying to give money to help people. People are paying $120,000 for that. That's why I don't get art. I just don't get it, guys. If you get art, and you can tell me why a banana, plastic banana, with a piece of tape on it on a board is worth $120,000, please call us at 855-LAW-RADIO, 855-529-7234, and tell me why a banana duct tape is worth $120,000. And that's a plastic one.
Because somebody could buy it and then give it to that homeless person so they'd have something to look at to give them hope for. It's ridiculous.
Or it proves the adage about a fool and his money.
Okay.
That is true.
It gets better now.
Okay.
So our Mr. Orange Banana Man that did this in 2001 in California, the banana and orange in California in 2001, sued, by the way, he was improper because no lawyer would dare take it, sued this artist, Mr. Catalan, an Italian artist, saying he infringed upon his artwork because he had a banana and an orange placed on a piece of wood and put that as art.
Because he was the first guy to ever look at a banana and an orange or a couple of oranges and think, yeah, right, okay, go on.
Now, as we go on, the artist, I guess I'm going to call more legitimate artists or well-known, Catalan said, I never heard about that or didn't know it or didn't have any inkling that there was such another banana orange duct tape on a piece of wood and calling it art. And he said, yes, you should have, because it was on Facebook and YouTube, and I put a blog post up. Todd's looking it up. Look it up. It's on Facebook. I can't hear you. Cal, do you have our mic on?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
There we go.
Is that better? I said, I want to see this picture.
Well, he's going to show it to you. If this art will just, it'll just blow
you
away.
Don't look at it, Denise. You'll want to write a check for it. I'm giving you a warning. You'll want to run down there and get your money out.
So the court held in favor of Catlin and said, no, that's not, first of all, you didn't trademark your banana and orange duct situation, and he also said that it's here's the quote from the court: a mere presence on the internet alone is not enough to make it that someone copied it. Right? He's gonna say, well, he clearly copied mine because it was on the internet. Well, just because it's on the internet doesn't mean they copied it, right? And then the court got into and said it's an obscure work that is the original guy's work, the banana and the orange duct tape. And very limited publication or popularity. In other words, it's nobody knows about that thing, and there's no way he could have copied it. Go ahead, Tom.
Well, the only thing that gives the original artist, in my opinion, this is what I was looking at.
That's not
up.
Art. I wouldn't say.
Well, the original
notice
I didn't say art. I said artist.
I'm not even calling an artist, so keep going.
The only thing that might give him credibility to his internet claim is what are the two websites that he said it was found on? He said it was found on Facebook and YouTube. Now, this is a work of art that was created in 2001. Facebook didn't become a thing. It wasn't even invented until 2004. YouTube did not come around until 2005. So he had this piece of art that's been around for 4 or 5 years, and somebody thought it was still relevant enough to make a Facebook post about it or multiple posts and make YouTube videos about it, which would suggest that It was more than just, hey, I created this thing, take a picture, post it to Facebook all in the same week, and then nobody hears about it. There may have been some, but I agree with the court. I think the big thing is not just that it was available, found on the internet. You got to prove that this guy actually went and looked at it.
Right.
And then based his art on it. That just, I don't know.
The guy was Italian. Was he in Italy? Did he live there?
I don't know, but it was in Miami.
You mean the banana guy?
It was brought in Miami.
The show was in Miami that he brought the art. The banana alone. Here's the picture. That's the banana alone art. It's a silver piece of duct tape with a banana on it.
It kind of is interesting.
Is it $120,000 interesting?
Well, the banana, it's a real banana, it looks like, right? Or is it a fake banana?
Tell me, Denise. I'm not sure.
It would have to be fake. It would have to be. I mean, the
it's starting to discolor is why I
Well,
asked.
The plant...
I mean, if it...
Oh, good. Oh, man, we all know how painful that can be. Okay, go ahead.
All right. Let's keep going here. Look, the court tossed out this guy's lawsuit that he's improper, saying the legal similarities between the artworks is lacking, and the other guy, that is Catlin, that tried to sell his art piece, quote, art piece, I put it in quotes, for money, offered proof that his was an independent creation. And actually, he was a comedian kind of artist of some sort, and he did it as a joke. Like, here's a piece of art for $120,000. I'm taking some silver duct tape and putting a banana on. Who's going to pay for it? I bet someone paid for it. I bet it's worth some money now. It probably is, don't you think? Because it's getting so much publicity from Radio Law Talk. We have just raised the value of this piece of, quote, art, I put it in quotes, $100,000, maybe, I don't know, because we're talking about it on Radio Law Talk.
I mean, think about it, Fred. Mona Lisa, banana, and duct tape. Which one would you pay big money for? Think about it, really. Yeah, it's a hard choice.
I don't know. You know what? If it was me, I'm going for the banana and orange. Because you get two out of one, right?
Yeah.
The other one, you're just getting a single banana.
What about the Mona Lisa holding a banana and a roll of duct tape?
Now you're talking.
Yeah, see, that's art. Ugh.
How about Denise holding
the Mona Lisa?
I'm holding the orange, guys.
with the caption that says, "Where's my banana hammock?"
All I got to tell you is this was a great story. When we come back, I can't get into the next thing because I'm still thinking about the banana and the orange. That tells you I'm just not an artiste. That tells you why I grew up in the country as a country boy going, you know, right? Remember oranges and bananas? That's what we eat. We don't put them on the wall, and especially if they're plastic, right? And by the way, if they're plastic, maybe they're going to cause problems in the ocean. Who knows? We come back. We're going to talk about rap music in the workplace. Is that sex discrimination if they have explicit lyrics and just discriminate? And does it cause problems with possible, quote, not discrimination, but what's the word? The harassment. Sexual harassment.
Yes.
In the workplace.
Hostile workplace.
And by the way, this is in Nevada.
Hostile work environment.
This is
awesome.
In Nevada.
What?
Yeah, in Nevada. We'll be back to talk about the rap music that Cal plays all the time in his car.
And the Amargosa Valley, that one.
Woo! We love the Amargosa Valley.
All right. We'll be back. This is Radio Law Talk with Fred, Todd, and Denise. And they've got many more great cases to discuss after we break away. Don't go anywhere.
You found Radio Law Talk.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
This is Frederick. Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Is this real life?
I like the Amor Joseph Valley.
Email the show anytime you'd like. Info@radiolawtalk.com. I-N-F-O. Info.
Info.
@radiolawtalk.com.
So there's a lot of businesses in Nevada because there's tax implications or that help businesses in Nevada. Not that I'm going to shout out Nevada because Nevada does have some good tax rules and laws that help individuals and businesses. So a lot of the manufacturing goes to Nevada, and there is an apparel manufacturer in Nevada, and I believe it's Reno, Nevada, isn't it?
Yes.
It's in Reno, Nevada, and that those of you who don't live close by, that's not Vegas. It's complete opposite side of Nevada of where Vegas is. I mean, not complete, but it's pretty far away. And they do have gambling there. Reno used to be one of the largest gambling spots in Nevada. I think it was at one time, maybe bigger than Vegas. I'm not sure, but Vegas is so dominant that Reno's gambling and all that stuff has really gone down dramatically. Plus, you had the casinos.
Yeah, the Indian casinos.
Indian casinos in California.
Yeah.
Because Nevada used to get a lot of Californians coming up.
They did. And the Indian casinos took a lot of that business.
Yep, took a lot. But anyway, here's the point I'm getting at. So here's this individual that they're this apparel company, and they're playing rap music over the speakers so people can enjoy the music that is offensive. There's many offensive things that are being said in some rap. They're not discriminating which rap they're listening to. And apparently 7 women and 1 man have sued the manufacturer, saying blasting the music in this warehouse is graphic in nature, and individuals even that are sitting there working are dancing kind of in a doing gestures, I'm going to say, improperly. Now, I know... Well, I better be careful with it. So, what do you guys think before I get off to saying something that I think?
I honestly think that there's a point to this, mm-hmm. and I think the Ninth Circuit got it right. and they remanded it back to the trial court. So they took away the dismissal, remanded it back to the trial court.
Well, back up. What do you mean dismissal? Explain.
Oh, the trial court had dismissed the case, saying right. There was no merit.
Right. They can play the rap
right.
music.
They can play it. And the Ninth Circuit said, wait a second here. You didn't look at the proper inquiry. First of all, it could be offensive to both genders. So we're going to instruct you to actually consider two things. Is it conduct that offends both genders? And if it does offend both genders, it's not a bar to a Title 8, which is like a sex discrimination type
title
of
Title 7.
Is it 7? Oh, okay, that title.
7, 8.
Right.
And whatever
other,
it takes.
Yeah, and then the other one they have to look at is that the harassment doesn't have to be targeted at a particular person. It could be as to all people. So I thought it was a pretty good decision, and I do think it can be sexual harassment.
Yeah, because the lawsuit came in the primary defense. This is cracking. The primary defense from the employer was, no, we're not playing music that's offensive to just one group. We're playing music that's offensive to everybody.
That's my line.
So it couldn't possibly be discriminatory. We're ticking off everybody.
Wow.
A novel concept. And that's where the court came in. And as Denise said, look, just because it's offensive to everybody does not make it. That's not a defense. And it's shocking that the lower court bought it as a defense to me.
Yeah, it's interesting how, by the way, they're now we say this, and we say we don't want people to be political in the Ninth Circuit, which is generally a little more liberal, but it there's from all spectrums, the judges pretty much all agree that, no, you can't do this. In fact, I'm going to shout out to Judge J.S. Bybee. Bybee's a stud lawyer. I love J. Bybee judge. He's an awesome judge. Ninth Circuit. He's from Idaho. Did you know that? He's from Idaho, Cal. Cal's from Idaho.
That's an Idaho name, I'll tell you.
J. Bybee from Idaho is on the Ninth Circuit, and he was one of the ones that agreed with a more liberal type of judge that we just can't play rap music. So, Cal, that's your office from now on. You're not allowed to play your loud rap music, even if it offends everybody.
Shoot.
Equally.
Well, there goes that. I'm getting rid of my whole collection of files then.
So that'll be what? Will
Smith.
A record. A record.
That's offensive as I get. Yeah. Will Smith rap.
So anyway, that's some rap. There's some rap. You have any rap for us, Todd?
Well, I don't. Listen, when I was in high school, one of the songs that I really loved, now, folks, I was in high school started high school in the early 80s. But have you ever heard Rapper's Delight by the Sugar Hill Gang?
No.
It's. I mean, that was the rap song, right? And it's just funny to me when you look at the difference between the topics in that song versus what rap music is today. Because in that song, the song was in one part about a guy that says, hey, have you ever gone to your mom's house or your friend's house to eat, but the food just isn't good? He's complaining about how the food is terrible. And you compare that.
The Sugar Hill Gang.
Yeah. This
Who's
song.
That? Oh, this, song?
This is the Sugar Hill Gang.
Now what you hear is not a test. I'm rapping to the beat.
So, I mean, we all heard this song. But
and Rapture, that's the first rap song.
Yeah.
And Rapture was also very neutral.
That's right. That was Blondie.
Blondie.
Yeah.
And,
Blondie did a rap song?
That was the first rap song ever.
Well,
was Rapture. Remember Cadillacs and Subarus or whatever it is, that song?
I don't know.
That was the very first rap song. But, I know. It's Blondie.
I knew the disco song.
But I mean, you compare that to anything by Cardi B, you know?
Oh, wow.
I mean, there no reference to mops.
Oh my gosh, you went there.
And this is
the Blondie.
Oh, I remember this song. She was cute.
Debbie Harry?
Yeah. Cal, she was our. I know you're earlier than that, Cal, but
not much.
That was pretty.
Cal and Fred are having a.
Does she have? Does she sing Voices Carry? Hush, hush, Voices Carry.
No.
Who's that?
Davis.
No. That is.
hush, hush. Voices carry. No. Voices carry. All right. Maine lobster. We're talking about Maine lobster. All right.
Okay, enough of that. Okay.
Enough of that. Let's talk about some Maine lobster.
She looks pretty good in that black thing that she's wearing. Anyway,
until Tuesday. That was
until Tuesday. Till you're Tuesday. Right. Until Tuesday. Voices carry. Hush. You know why I remember that?
Hush,
that was 1985. Well, came out in 85.
Voices carry. Really? That one?
Yeah, you got to be careful. Okay. I think that's kind of a dirty one. I'm not sure.
There's a movie called Atomic Blonde with Charlize Theron, which is an awesome film. That song plays heavily in the theme and the plot of the show. Very good.
How does that apply to Maine lobster people?
Well,
so like farmers, I'm pro farmers. Maine lobstermen / women, this is a big deal in Maine, right? Lobsters,
right.
Everything.
And they're sea farmers.
Right, they're sea farmers, and these people are not rich people. They
work hard.
Hunters,
really, they don't plant lobster. I mean, they're hunters, really, rather than farming, right? What do you say?
So that's the new term. They don't call it hunting anymore. It's a farming animal.
Okay.
Yes, they're farming. Just think of a big Maine, and I'm not a big lobster person, but think of those big, huge tail lobster, and you dip it in what, butter and garlic? What do you do?
I just like butter on my lobster, and I just like crab just the way crab is.
Mm. Yeah,
I love crab.
Denise likes butter on her lobster and crabs. So.
And orange is taped to the wall. Let's not
there should
forget.
Be crickets.
The cow's so slow. I was waiting for the crickets to come on. But I got Chris here. I've been there on a hard...
Orange is close to the wall.
I think cow's sitting there going, let me think, is that a joke?
That didn't sound nice for Denise. That was
I was overwhelmed for a moment.
Impugning my reputation,
Todd. I can't do that.
I'm just quoting what you said.
So this is what happens. Okay, those of you who haven't done lobster, if you don't understand what it's like about fishing for lobsters and crab, go watch Seinfeld when they go to Nantucket. That's the best one about Kramer going and pulling up. Look at all these lines with these. Oh, there's cages here with lobsters in it. I'm going to think we'll take that home. And anyway, that's we're going to talk about why Maine lobstermen and women win a big one on appeal with the courts. We'll be back.
So the lobster fishers win and the lobsters lose, apparently. That's coming up on Radio Law Talk next hour, so stay there. The show is continuing at 6 minutes after the next hour, and don't miss a minute of it. If you don't have it on your local radio station, remember, click over to RadioLawTalk.com, hit the Listen Live, and we'll be right there. Don't go away.
Listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk Incorporated.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications, in a variety of formats.